紫卷六，2019年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试英语听力测试。一、听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number one, the dog lies in front of its house. Number two, the young mother is telling stories to her children. Number three, eating too many hamburgers is harmful for your body.Number four, there is an umbrella in the corner. Number five, when is Teacher's Day?
Two, 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number six, would you mind helping me clean the room?
Would you mind helping me clean the room?
Number seven, why not go to the library together?
Why not go to the library together?
Number eight, how soon will our teacher come back?
How soon will our teacher come back?
Number nine, what do you want for lunch?
What do you want for lunch?
Number 10. I will pay a visit to the Great Wall tomorrow.
I will pay a visit to the Great Wall tomorrow.
Three. 听对话选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Do you exercise every day, Mike?
Yes, I usually run about 5 kilometers every morning.
Wow, you are so great. How long does it take you to run?
About 20 minutes.
Where do you usually run?
Around our community. Then I will go to work after taking a shower.
Do you drive to work every day?
No, I usually go to work on foot.Because it's only 15 minutes away.
Your life is really healthy. Do you exercise every day, Mike?
Yes, I usually run about 5 kilometers every morning.
Wow, you are so great. How long does it take you to run?
About 20 minutes.
Where do you usually run?
Around our community. Then I will go to work after taking a shower.
Do you drive to work every day?
No, I usually go to work on foot because it's only 15 minutes away.
Your life is really healthy.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to buy a coat for my son.
What about these coats? They are beautiful.
I like them very much.
Which color does he like better, white or blue?
As for colors, he prefers white, but the blue one is more beautiful.
I agree. Blue is the most popular color this year.
How much is it?
It was $100 last month, but it's on sale now, and it's only half the price.
Okay, I will take it.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to buy a coat for my son.
What about these coats? They are beautiful.
I like them very much.
Which color does he like better, white or blue?
As for colors, he prefers white, but the blue one is more beautiful.
I agree. Blue is the most popular color this year.
How much is it?
It was $100 last month, but it's on sale now, and it's only half the price.
Okay, I will take it.
请听第三段对话，回答第17至20小题。
Good morning, Sunshine Hotel at 13 Xinhua Road. May I help you?
I'd like to book a room for 2 days, from December 24th to 26th.
Okay, how many people will there be?
Just 2, my friend and I.
What kind of room would you like? A single room or a double room?
A double room, please.
Would you hold the line, please? I'll check our rooms for those days. We have a double at 480 yuan and another at 380 yuan. Which would you prefer?
We'll take the one at 480 yuan.
Yes, sir. May I have your name and phone number, please?
I'm Brown. My phone number is 3811658.
Okay. 'Good morning, Sunshine Hotel at 13 Xinhua Road. May I help you?
I'd like to book a room for 2 days, from December 24th to 26th.
Okay, how many people will there be?
Just 2, my friend and I.
What kind of room would you like? A single room or a double room?
A double room, please.
Would you hold the line, please?I'll check our rooms for those days. We have a double at 480 yuan and another at 380 yuan. Which would you prefer?
We'll take the one at 480 yuan.
Yes, sir. May I have your name and phone number, please?
I'm Brown. My phone number is 3811658.
Okay.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Nanning Zoo. It's so big and beautiful that we can't forget it.Today is a sunny day. You can see tigers, elephants, lions, giraffes, and monkeys outside. You can sit down in the bus and watch animals playing. The animals are really lovely and friendly. The most interesting thing to do is that you can have an animal photograph for free, but you can't feed them or play with them. There is a cinema in the zoo, and you can see the films about animals and buy all kinds of food and drinks. Special postcards are also very cheap. One just for 3 yuan. If you want the tickets on sale, you can call Judy at 387-6931. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Nanning Zoo. It's so big and beautiful that we can't forget it. Today is a sunny day. You can see tigers, elephants, lions, giraffes, and monkeys outside. You can sit down in the bus and watch animals playing. The animals are really lovely and friendly. The most interesting thing to do is that you can have an animal photograph for free. But you can't feed them or play with them. There is a cinema in the zoo, and you can see the films about animals and buy all kinds of food and drinks. Special postcards are also very cheap, one just for 3 yuan. If you want the tickets on sale, you can call Judy at 387-6931. Thank you for listening.
Five. 短文填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容将所缺信息填入对应的横线上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
Last week, a competition on Chinese ancient poems was held at Happiness High School. About 800 students took part in the primary poetry competition. The headmaster, Zhang Ning, said he was glad that the competition drew many students' attention and raised their interests and sense to traditional Chinese culture. Wang Xiaoying, a Chinese teacher, said, "In that sense, understanding a Chinese ancient poem completely requires students to remember and understand the true meaning at the very beginning of learning." The popular TV program on CCTV about poems has made schools hold a similar activity of their own. The purpose of the competition is to enjoy the beauty of Chinese ancient poetry and to learn from the wise minds of ancient China.
Last week, a competition on Chinese ancient poems was held at Happiness High School. About 800 students took part in the primary poetry competition. The headmaster, Zhang Ning, said he was glad that the competition drew many students' attention and raised their interests and sense to traditional Chinese culture. Wang Xiaoying, a Chinese teacher, said, "In that sense, understanding a Chinese ancient poem completely requires students to remember and understand the true meaning at the very beginning of learning." The popular TV program on CCTV about poems has made schools hold a similar activity of their own. The purpose of the competition is to enjoy the beauty of Chinese ancient poetry and to learn from the wise minds of ancient China.